Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather is mild across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv sees clear skies, perfect for a morning walk. In Haifa, a few clouds linger, but the sun is peeking through. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Hamas is reportedly strengthening in Gaza and preparing for war, as the Palestinian street edges closer to unrest. Also, Ynet reports that Israel marks 1,000 days since October 7th with protests and rallies commemorating the events of that day. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that a New York woman faces charges for allegedly funding Gaza terrorists, expressing admiration for the attacks. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals a new report from the Tima Network on Israeli society's attitudes towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And finally, I, 24 News, covers President Trump's consideration of returning to war with Iran, though he remains committed to diplomatic talks for now. Here's what people are saying online. Flor Hassan Nahum criticized Reem Al-Salem for ignoring an Israeli survivor's plea, calling her scumbag of the week, in a post just minutes ago. Avigdor Lieberman, a political figure, posted earlier today about the October 7th tragedy, emphasizing the need for a national inquiry and blaming the current government for ongoing chaos. The Times of Israel's David Horowitz wrote recently that the growing crisis for Jews worldwide demands a strong and united Israel as a secure refuge. Let's go deeper, starting with the report from Walla. The IDF sources indicate that 27,000 armed individuals in Gaza are preparing for conflict. The Palestinian population remains focused on survival, struggling to provide for their families. This situation raises concerns of an imminent escalation in the region. Turning to the Ynet report, Israel marks a significant anniversary with a series of events, including memorials and protests. These activities serve as a sobering reminder of past violence and a call for peace. The continued engagement of the community highlights unresolved tensions and the public's desire for accountability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details charges against Catherine Washburn, who allegedly funneled funds to a terror group. Her actions underscore the challenges of tracking financial support for extremist activities. This case illustrates the broader issue of terrorism financing and its impact on regional security. The Jerusalem Post's coverage of the Tima Network report sheds light on the complex views within Israeli society regarding the conflict. The year-long study reveals varied attitudes, reflecting the deep-seated divisions on how to approach peace and coexistence. This insight is crucial for policymakers aiming to bridge gaps. Finally, I-24 News reports on President Trump's stance on Iran, balancing between military action and diplomacy. His approach could significantly influence U.S.-Israel relations and the broader Middle East peace efforts. The uncertainty around his decision keeps regional tensions high. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Wix's Base 44 has developed a specialized AI model, intensifying the race for advanced application development tools. This move positions Wix as a leader in AI innovation. Separately, Globes notes that Anduril CEO Brian Schimpf is visiting Israel this week to explore military technology collaborations. This visit highlights the growing defense ties between the US and Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the rising popularity of flexible savings policies for families, emphasizing their advantages and potential pitfalls. This trend reflects a shift in personal finance management in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.